welcome back to the broadcast. Keep in mind, listeners, the Republic Trading Post is there for you to purchase products to help the network continue. The Republic Trading Post, rbnlive.com, is there for you at the archives that are for free. And I'm challenging everyone listening on the Internet. We're anywhere between 300 and 350 on a daily basis. Every one of those listeners on the Internet need to find one more listener within the next month. In other words, by the end of October, it should be double the amount of listeners on the Internet. Every one of you listening on the Internet need to find one listener. Everyone. We double the listener output. We double the support of the broadcast and the network. It's a win-win situation. We don't have time to waste. And I keep throwing back Bree in Vietnam on purpose because it's very, very dramatic to think about this. The loss of American lives, of our soldiers, America's best, killed in Korea and Vietnam, set up military operations, just like right now in the Middle East mess. This might be George Bush's war on the surface, but it's the UN system in place. Secretary of the Treasury, U.S. Governor of the IMF. Every country that is a member of the United Nations is a member of the IMF. Every country has a governor to the IMF that is a member of the United Nations. Now I see that people are pushing for Taiwan to be a member of the United Nations system. Well, I wouldn't see why Taiwan would want to be a member of the United Nations system, except that sanctions could be put on them. Sanctions could be put on them through the World Trade Organization to keep them from getting what they need in the way of trade and services, because Taiwan manufactures many good products. And they should be able to sell and buy as they can. But it could be that their hands are tied to their ability to trade with the other parts of the world because of the World Trade Organization. So it's a gigantic UN system, listeners. This is the point of the problem. Now back to Mary Sue Halliburton, new weather control board to set up shop in U.S. And she says here, also not explained in the wording is why technology transfer is in the title, unless it is related to the right of the board of directors to receive, use, and dispose of gifts. We're left to guess what this means. However, if the objective is for the government to control the weather and for military advantage, then some of these transfers may be involuntary. According to one website, creating its own source of another site, that's right, crediting its source of another website that no longer carries this report, Canada and the U.S. have entered into an agreement to exchange information about these technologies and their transboundary effects. Reference to Article 4 of this agreement requires both parties to inform the other of weather control experiments and activities prior to commencement of such activities. However, apparently, to cover their backside, Article 7 states, quote, nothing herein relates to or shall be construed to affect the question of responsibility or liability for weather modification activities, or to imply the existence of any generally acceptable rule of international law, end quote. I have not been able to find out as of this date whether this agreement is in effect or even when it was allegedly signed. This is once again by Mary Sue Halliburton, Pure Energy Systems News, copyright 2005. New Weather Control Board set up shop in U.S. Set up by Dennis on the website, AmericanExpose.com. Dennis the Menace on a rampage over the weekend. Resting day, I take it. Well done, Dennis. We'll be back and continue with your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Okay, people, we're back with the broadcast, American Exposé. I'm Chris Turner. We'll get this technical problem taken care of one way or the other. Let's go to the phone line. Dolden in Oklahoma. Welcome to the show, Dolden.
Hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, good. Chris, I've got a lot of things on my mind, and I'm not going to bring them all out today. For those people who are sitting on the fence on this weather modification, I know it's hard to understand some of the things that's been said. I have been watching this for 5 or 6 years now, and they need to get the book, Angels Don't Play This Harp. They need to read that book. It's very technical. It tells a lot of stories about what they're doing. But to those people who don't want to read, to those people who are doubters, all I ask them to do is go outside and look up. Every day, go outside and look up. And when you see those white, little, long, skinny clouds all the way across the sky, when you see where they start and you see where they stop, and you see where they turn around and come back, where they crisscross and make X's and crosses in the sky, then ask yourself, is this normal? You've got to say no, because water vapor and carbon dioxide that comes out of a commercial jet airliner that makes a contrail disappears right behind it.
Mm-hmm.
These stay up there for hours. And if people will go out there and just look, and I'm living here in Green Country, Oklahoma, Chris, we are in one terrible drought here. I have no doubt, there's no doubt to all those doubting Thomases, that this drought is being caused by weather modification. I have watched it. We see the clouds come up. We see the thunder and the lightning, and the thing just dissipates, goes away.
Did you see the spraying yesterday?
Oh,
last
yes.
Night? I was out mowing the lawn at 9 o'clock last night. It is a full moon, and I'm watching these patterns. It's a checkerboard, tic-tac-toe type pattern, and it just, as I'm mowing, I see it spread out. And then about 3 hours later, I go outside. It's perfectly clear. I could see the stars.
Yes.
I couldn't understand. You know, it was very, very interesting.
Well, last night, for instance, like you say, it was a full moon.
Right.
And I was out last night after 11, and the sky was full at 11 o'clock. Was plumb full of contrails.
Yeah.
Now, let's think about this just a minute. If they're not doing something to us, which I know they are, it's costing us billions of dollars for them planes to fly back and forth.
Yeah.
Those are big tanker planes. And people need to get their heads screwed on, because we're just about to lose this whole country. I'm older in life. I have seen all these things happen. For instance, I've talked to people and I say, well, our country, our government don't do things like experiment on our people. Yeah. I tell them one thing. I says, I'm going to tell you one thing to look for. A newsreel or something of the atomic blast that they did down in New Mexico in the 40s.
Huh?
And just look at it. And what you're going to see is you're going to see hundreds of American soldiers marched out there and put in trenches with no protective gear at all except their helmet.
Guinea pig.
Most of them probably all cancer.
Guinea pig.
Guinea pig, exactly what they were, Chris.
There you go.
I don't intend on being a guinea pig. I've got my eyes open. I tell everybody. I talk to anybody and everybody I can. I try to get people to listen to the radio, which I listen to. I say, if you listen to the garbage on the networks, you don't have diddly squat knowing what's going on.
Let me ask you now.
Yes,
obviously, you were alive during the Second World War.
Yes.
And they dropped two atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they drop the atomic bomb on Iwo Jima and Okinawa to save those lives of the American soldiers?
I've asked myself that 1,000 times.
Wouldn't that be the logical thing to do?
That would have been the logical thing to do. We lost something like 30,000 guys on Iwo Jima.
Tragedy. And my friend Bob Flame, who's no longer with us, who was there,
yeah,
said Okinawa was worse.
Yes.
Okinawa was worse than Iwo Jima.
Chris, I'm not real young anymore, and I know that I've lived a long life.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell these younger people, listen to us old people. I said, we know what we're talking about. Something's going on. Something's big in the air. Something's going to happen. And this weather for modification down on the coast, I have no doubt in my mind, Chris, that there's something going on down there.
Now, Dolden, what happens when you grow older? You gain wisdom.
You definitely. And you sit and you think about these things.
Yes. There it is.
Because I'm not Joe Sixpack. I don't worry about the next football game. I'm worried about the next year in my country.
Yes.
And it's Chris, I have to tell you, this is scary.
It is scary.
And I live in what we call green country. Are you familiar with green country?
I'm not.
It's south of Tulsa, about 75 miles. And we live in a heavy wooded area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not real mountainous, but it's got small mountains. Beautiful area. We have, Chris, since 1st of July up until right now, we've had 1 and 1/2 inches of rain. Now, we've had, 90 to 100 degree weather every day. Today, it's 90-some right here today.
Yes.
And the sun's shining brightly, and they're putting calm trails in the air.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that means I can go outside and I can see them.
Yeah. Now, I'm where I'm at right now, I don't see any because I'm at my house and there's so many trees I can't see. But when I came in, I drove in, I seen them.
I see.
And like you say, the other night when the moon was out, you could see them so clear.
Yes. Yes.
This is scary, people. I want to talk to all you people. What I'm planning on doing is I'm going to start bombarding my senators.
Yes.
I'm going to try to get an investigation started on this. And if we can all band together.
Yes.
All of us people who love this country. If we'll band together, if we'll all... it's going to cost you $3 or $4 to call up there.
So what?
Let's all of us do it. And let's demand an investigation into this.
Yes. And a reasoning behind S-517, the Weather Modification Board. Well done.
Yes.
I appreciate your comment.
Thank you for your staying in there and doing the fight for us, Chris.
My privilege for you.
How do you?
Okay, bye-bye. This is the point and the problem, people. To confront your representatives about the reality of weather modification is very, very paramount right now because they're steering weather anomalies. It's obvious. If they can steer them, they can steer them out of harm's way. Well, now we have lovely Rita, another hurricane being steered at another portion of our country. Sheldon in Arizona, you're back. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for letting me back on, Chris.
Okay.
I wanted to tell you before I kind of get nervous on the air, that article about the space shuttles being utilized for space-based weather engineering, that can be found at angelfire.com.
Okay.
And another thing, you familiar with Frank Whalen's show?
I am.
On his show Friday morning, he had a three-segment talk on this FEMA detention camp in Falls Creek, Oklahoma. Have you heard about that?
I have.
What do you think of that?
Perfectly normal in the context of concentration camps, but I don't think there's anyone there yet.
There's also supposed to be another one in Oklahoma at Camp Gruber. They're already caring for 1,000 evacuees there.
Well, this is going to go on throughout the United States. They've, according to the news, 1 million people are displaced. Some are going back, according to the news. But 1 million people is a lot of people. Every state of the Union is going to have to take people. Idaho's taken refugees, they call them now. Well, they are refugees because they've been attacked by a weather machine.
And somehow the First Southern Baptist churches are getting the concentration camp program started.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? And they don't know what they're doing.
It's all going to be done with, like Alex Jones would say, incrementalism. They're not concentration camps the way we've been led to believe like Hitler had, but they'll eventually get them in the full force and effect.
Well, that's why we've got to disclose weather modification and the reality of it.
And you're doing a great job, Chris. There's nobody on the airways discussing weather modification like you are, so I really compliment you for getting this information out.
Well, thank you. I hope more do.
Have a good one.
Thank you, Sheldon. This isn't my deal. Agenda 21 is not my deal. It's just the Agenda 21 is the plan for the human race in the 21st century. That's what Agenda 21 is. It's the plan for everyone right now, listener. Tim in Florida. We'll take Tim next. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Hi. This is the first time I've heard an intelligent show talk about the weather. I'm
sorry.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Are you hearing me now?
Yeah, man, I thought they cut me off.
No.
Every time I get on the radio and I talk about this, my phone messes up. Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's going on here? Welcome back to broadcast, listeners. I'm on the phone now. We don't know what the technical problem is, but Tim, you're still with us, are you, in Florida?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let's just go with your phone call now. I'm on the phone line. I'm off my equipment, and we'll just connect the dots later about the technology. Continue
okay.
with your thoughts, Tim. Go ahead.
Every time I get on the phone and talk about this, something always happens.
Uh-huh.
So I'll make it quick. I typed in the computer, H-A-A-R-P, and earthquake machine, and I found out a lot of information about weather control, and about there's a laboratory in Africa where, you always hear hurricanes coming off of Africa, and how they can use the HAARP machine to control the atmosphere. Anyway, Ronald Reagan introduced this. He called it Star Wars. Well, George Bush, he's a commander-in-chief. He controls the Air Force and Navy. Well, the Navy, I have a friend who supplied the Navy with knowledge and instruments to make the HAARP machine. And he told me how they can control the weather and put hot spots in the water and make the hurricane follow the way they want it to go. But once it gets on land, they can't control it. But they can control it on the water, and like in the Gulf, they let it stir out there for a long time. For an example, when the hurricane went to Punta Gorda, Florida, all the people up in the Pensacola and all that area, they were getting prepared for the hurricane. Well, the people in Punta Gorda, Florida, they were not prepared, and there was a retirement place in that area, trailer parks, a lot of retirement people with pension plans and life insurance. Well, there's a lot of money there. So all of a sudden the hurricane turns to the right out of the blue, just all of a sudden Mother Nature yelled right. That shows something like it's being steered. So they kill all those people and the military go in and block the entrance, would not let their families go in and check on their relatives. Well, if there's no person available, no payout of insurance, no money. So the people just moved away. This was never talked about on the media, on the news.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the HAARP, it was invented by this guy named Dr. Nikola Tesla.
Yeah.
And he, back during Real Raymond Rice Day, back in the 20s, I have this Rice machine by BioSolutions. I'm 48 years old. I feel like I'm 18 years old. When I hear something, I remember it. I don't forget it because of the aspartame, for one thing, that Donald Rumsfeld, he approved to put back in our drinks and diet stuff to kill us. It's called depopulation. any way they can possibly do to kill us. I mean, they can drop a bomb anywhere, but no, no, no. They have to do it the way they plan to make everybody suppressed and miserable, worried all the time. Are they going to die from the New World Order, or are they going to die from the weather?
Now, listen, Tim, you're doing a great commercial for the rice machine, aren't you?
No, 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 no.
That's good if you are, because we're selling it on the network, right?
Oh, yes. Well, you know.
Do you recommend it to the listeners?
Oh, yes, I got bit by a brown recluse spider 4 years ago. Well, I didn't know what a brown recluse spider was. Well, last December, I got bit again. I used the right frequency machine for bacteria present. And in 3 days, all the poison came out. I don't even have a scar. I went to Vail, Colorado and skied 7 days after that. 4 years ago, on the third day, I was in the emergency room in a wheelchair. I could not walk. I didn't know what was wrong. Well, this rice machine got all the poison out of my leg on the third day.
Wonderful.
You know, I'm just a testimony for myself. Everybody's different. Everybody's body's different. But I did detoxification for 30 days. And after that detox, my body totally changed. And I'm going to the gym 5 days a week. I'm taking a one-hour aerobics class. And I'm working out like I'm a teenager. Also, I'm eating stabilized rice bran. My friend who used to work for the Navy that told me about the HARP, he's telling me, get stabilized rice bran. They give it to the horses for energy. Humans can take it too. Well, I didn't believe it, but I stepped out of the box 4 years ago, so I'm taking a chance. And I go to the feed store and buy a 40-pound bag for $23. And I eat it. I didn't eat the whole entire day. And I ate 4 teaspoons before I went to the gym, one-hour workout. Mind you, well, I had breakfast, but that's all I had that day.
Huh.
Well, I worked out like I had just ate a big meal. I had so much energy after the class, I felt like I could run 3 miles.
Wow.
My pulse rate was 21. When the trainer says, let's count our pulses, I said 21. Everybody else was 18, 17, 18. He says, are you okay? I said, yes, I'm in perfect shape. He says, great.
Oh, that's a great advertisement for the rice machine, isn't it?
Yes, the rice machine has detoxed my body. Stabilized rice bran that you get at the feed store for your horses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm eating that, and I mean, it's great, but you know.
Well, Tim, I'll tell you what. Let's continue with you on the other side real briefly, because I want to make sure the listeners know where you got this machine. Stay with us. We'll be back with Tim and more of your phone calls. Bear with us, listeners. We'll get to all of you today. And connecting of the dots is very, very important.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Broadcast as we're on the phone line now. We're with Tim, and Tim, before we let you go, you recommend this rice machine, correct?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
What it's done for me, it's a miracle.
This is very, very good. I just want to make sure that the listeners know this is available at the network or through the network, and their alternative technologies, 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. This is a great way to bring your health back to where it should have been to begin with, huh?
Right. I'm concentrating more on the weather on this phone call. I know this rice machine, it is awesome, but you need electricity to run it. And I know this weather is going to knock out a lot of electricity, but we have to know who is doing this.
Yes.
And it's the Navy, the United States Navy and Air Force. you know, the jets flying in the air, the chemtrails. I got sinusitis when I was in Vail. I never heard of sinusitis until I spoke with Alternative Technologies. After going through a week of suffering, I finally call Alternative Technologies and tell him, and he says, use the sinusitis. That's when I learned about it. Within 3 days, I was cured.
Wonderful.
Anyway, the Air Force using the jets to poison us. George Bush controls the Air Force. He controls the Navy. The HAARP system, Star Wars, that Ronald Reagan introduced, it has to do, the government is killing us. They are doing it real nicely. Bush doing it with a smile on his face. He is a liar from the pit. And he's also a homosexual. And this John Roberts, he helped the homosexuals in Colorado, and he did not charge them any money because he is a flamer also.
And keep in mind, now we have the Bush-Clinton-Katrina Relief Fund, which is, you know, Bill Clinton's, you know, he's back in the picture.
Well, it's all about population control.
Tim, I appreciate your thoughts, my friend. Thank you very much. Keep in mind, Alternative Technologies, where you can get that Rife machine, a sponsor on the network, 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Get that information, listeners, about the Rife machine. Sounds like a great direction to me. A testimonial from a listener, people. Let's go to Brad in Texas real briefly. Brad, welcome to the broadcast.
How you doing there, Chris?
Fine, thank you.
First-time caller, but I've listened to you quite a bit.
Thank you.
I had several things I wanted to mention. First of all, your Agenda 21.
Yes.
I haven't really studied Agenda 21, although I probably need to, but here where we live, we're finding out about Agenda 21 through trying to take your property rights away from you.
Under the guise of smart growth or sustainable development?
I'm not sure about either one, but it's coming around. They come around. The city comes around, tries to tell you what to do with your property.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't, they find you.
Oh, yeah.
And the way that they get other people to join in with them, residents and homeowners, is through threatening people that other people are going to bring their property values down.
Yes.
And so it's got people in an uproar of, you know, what we're being turned into is all snitches on other people.
There you go.
Because people nowadays, just about the last resort of wealth they have is in their home.
That's right.
And it's through the equity they have in their home. So we're all pitted against each other. Or they're trying to pit us against each other through mm-hmm. property values, and people are afraid to lose equity or their houses to go down, or say of other people's properties declining
mm-hmm.
because of not everybody has the money right now to do repairs and things to their homes like they used to.
Right. I know that feeling well.
So I've tried to tell certain people about it when I meet them through conversations that we have, and they kind of get real arrogant and hateful and mad about people who, you know, something needs to be done to their house that they don't have the money to do. So they're threatened that it's going to bring their property values down. All the time they're not aware of our city government's trying to pit us against each other.
Yeah, there you go.
And then, for example, here out in another city outside of Dallas, they've brought these this new garbage system where everybody puts their garbage in a pail. And then, you know, after they bring it about, then they come around and tell you that you can't keep this on the side of your house, got to keep it out of sight.
Oh, boy.
And So then afterwards, after they get it implemented, then they come around, and this was on the news a couple of weeks ago, where now that they've got it implemented and they want the stuff out of sight, they come around and say they're going to start fining people $800 a piece to hide this garbage pail.
Yep.
Well, it's when there's nowhere else to put it unless you put it inside your house. And, you know, to me, that's a planned deal. That's a way they think of to come up with new income for the cities.
There you go.
And, you know, I'm a person, I'm 44 years old, and graduated high school in 80. Another thing I wanted to mention was about weather modification.
Right.
In the late 70s, I learned in high school of weather modification that the Russians were the Russians were trying to change Siberia from a ice climate to a tropical climate for them to grow food, so-called. And that the United States and Russia both gave each other traded technologies with each other.
Mm-hmm.
One, I think the Russians built us a machine, gave it to us, or I can't really remember back that far.
I understand.
Exactly what it was about. I was young and dumb at the time, but I remember a science teacher teaching us and telling us about it.
Well, that's true.
I try to wake people up to things I know. But you're ridiculed so much, you know. You're looked at as a fool.
Well, just connect the dots to the documentation,
mm-hmm.
and that's S-517 right now,
mm-hmm.
and connect these dots. And on my website, there's the weather modification information from the U.S. Code back to the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Darren's weather modification section, whether we like it or not, is very, very important. So all that is there.
Yes.
They can't just dispute documentation, and it's all there on our website. So keep connecting that dot, okay?
Last night, like you were saying, you were out mowing and you watched the chemtrails.
Right.
Well, I was out doing yard work last night, and I guess it was somewhere around 6, 7 o'clock here that we're in the flight path of a DFW airport out here in Dallas, and I started looking up, which I do all the time. I've noticed these chemtrails for at least 8 years.
Yeah.
And I've tried telling other people about that, but they laugh at you. You know,
well,
they want to say they're the vapor trails.
Go
know?
On to someone else. Keep working. Keep doing the best you can. The board is almost full, though. I got to move on.
Can I mention one more thing?
Go ahead.
There's a book my mother had bought called Kitty Kelly, the Family of the Bush Family. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. Well, I was in here listening to the radio earlier and seen this book she had told me about. I told her I didn't even want to read it. But I went and grabbed it for some reason, started flipping through it. I turned to a section of George W. Bush and started reading it.
Mm-hmm.
It talked about him in school and everything, how he was at the bottom of his class.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this and that, and they talk about where he went to prep school at. And they start telling about how in prep school he was taking the regular courses and elective courses in a different language. In there they had mentioned how he had took Russian language,
mm-hmm.
that he speaks Russian fluently.
Interesting.
In this book. So I just thought that would be interesting to pass along. That,
well, I appreciate that.
That, you know, there's more to this man than that we know of.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you for your call. Let's go to Art in Kansas. Art, welcome.
Chris?
Hi, Art.
I think people, the evacuees down in New Orleans, should keep in mind that many members of their own race are Council on Foreign Relations members.
Yes, yes.
They are pushing these UN rules, the New World Order, the Homeland Security rules all the time.
Yes.
Now, anybody that wants to give to the United Negro College Fund better keep in mind that Thomas Winston Cole, Jr. is the director of that, and he is CFR.
Uh-huh.
Also, Condoleezza Rice is the director of the Transamerica Corporation, among whatever oil company she's with.
Uh-huh.
And Thomas Cole is also president of Clark Atlanta University.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things going on that people need to keep in mind.
Very, very, very important point, Art.
Yeah. Now, also, can you or anybody find out if John Roberts has a middle initial?
I don't know.
There's a John J. Roberts listed at Council on Foreign Relations. I'm not on the Internet, so I can't check it out.
I see.
But I'm not sure if that could be the same one or not.
Well, I would think most of these people that are gaining positions of prominence are more than likely CFR members and maybe in addition to Trilateral Commission and Bilderberg.
Oh, yeah, but I would just like to know for sure. You know,
I understand.
John Roberts, who is a news anchor on CBS.
Uh-huh.
Also.
Yeah. Well, chances are he's CFR, and if there's only one, well.
Well, there's one listed, but two names, so I don't know which is which.
Yeah. That's a tough one to check out.
Yeah. It must be someplace, though. I mean, John Roberts must have a middle initial.
Yeah, I haven't seen one. So.
I haven't either.
So maybe they do that on purpose.
Yeah, could be. Could be. I have seen the chemtrails by moonlight also. I'm north of you up here.
Yeah.
So I've seen them.
Well, they're happening, and wouldn't we like to get to the bottom of it?
I just wonder how much fuel is being wasted.
Good question.
Oh, gee.
Yeah. And it's for our benefit? You've got to be joking.
Oh, I don't think so.
No.
Also,
no.
That new Hurricane Rita might, you know, they're saying it's going to come up through the Gulf and whatever. Well, it could give New Orleans a second whammy.
Could. Yes.
With all those people returning.
Yeah, good point.
And it could go back over to Houston.
Or they could steer it out of our country.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't they like to do that for us?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Well, I thank you for your input, Art.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Listeners, this is Paramount. Weather modification. It's on AmericanExpose.com. Whether we like it or not, people, it's there. Darren's done it. Jackie's done it. It's there. Weather modification. It's a reality in place. Let's move to Gail in Texas. Gail, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
Just calling in as a gentleman called earlier about the ports in Texas that do refining.
Yes.
If you happen to recall the BP Amoco explosion that upped the gas prices, that's in Texas City, sits right in front of Houston.
Oh.
You've got refineries from Houston all the way up to Houston Ship Channel. You've got Port Arthur all the way over to Houston. You've got most of the traffic, ship traffic, that was going into New Orleans, now coming into Galveston, Texas, which sits right in front of Houston.
Well, there you have it.
Yep. And as far as weather modification goes, I had three grandparents that went through the 1900 storm in Galveston. And I lived there 45 years, and we watched storms very, very closely. I moved away, but... And I'm glad I did, because watching all these storms form out in the Caribbean is not normal. It is not normal. Because we always stayed during storms, and you never saw them form out there. And another time, something looked very funny, was the storm in Guatemala that killed 11,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
That track was so out of whack for what a storm would do. It was almost like somebody was trying to cut a new Panama Canal.
Mm.
It was incredible. And this last debacle where they left the people in the water in New Orleans, I got so aggravated with that, I finally called my congressman and told him it looked like a demonic version of survival in real time.
Well, I can't disagree with you.
And that's the only thing that got their attention. It is just pathetic what is going on.
Well, I appreciate your input, Gail. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The point is, it's in place, listeners. Weather modification is a reality. If they can steer them into the country, they can steer them away from the country, out of harm's way, let them die in the Atlantic Ocean. The maneuvering and manipulation for the UN system, listeners, that's what it is. And Larry sent the documentation to me. And I have to use apparent documentation because... how do you document something that's so secretive? Let's move to Steve in Michigan. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
I just had a few quick comments. I again, like the other callers, I've seen these chemtrails all summer long up here in the northern part of Michigan, and the only thing I can come up with is that they might be flying out of Canada, because one was so low one day I could almost read the tail of this plane. It was a silver plane with a red tail on it.
Uh-huh.
But I kind of come into the conclusion that it is a control factor where they really want these droughts to happen. So, you know, people are even more helpless where they can't even grow their own food, because I you know, put a garden in every year, and the garden I got in front of me now, it's garbage, you know.
I've heard that before from others.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, it's a planned out, it's got to be a long-range planned out thing to take away our food chain.
I think you're correct. I'm sorry to say.
And one thing, too, that occurred to me was, you know, with the storm in Louisiana, the way it happened, everything, you probably heard this from other people, but Fox TV had a movie, I forgot the name of it offhand, but it actually was almost identical to the disaster that really happened.
Yeah, I think I have information on that. I'll try and cover it today or tomorrow.
Yeah, and I was going to suggest, too, if there's any way you can get a hold of Stan Dale. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
He's been predicting these things pretty close for, you know, quite some time now.
I'll work on that. Thanks for your call, Steve. We'll be back to wrap it up with TJ. Stay with us. Up the broadcast today with TJ in Minnesota. Welcome to the broadcast, TJ. How are you doing, TJ?
Hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Okay. Yeah, I got good news for Chris Gerner and all the listeners that like to understand the reality of weather wars. Scott Stevens is going to be your guest Wednesday at 1400 hours Central.
Okay, great. You got that set up, huh?
Yeah, he's just been swamped, and he's going to go for Wednesday. 1400 hours your time.
Okay, very good.
And for the fellow that, well, there's also apparently a plethora of spray planes down in the southeast right now, so you can figure it's a modified storm. And the tanker's coming across the Canadian border up there for the Michigan residents. Canada's been spraying us for more than 5 years now, and you'll see white aircraft or silver aircraft. But now we've got so many types of aircraft, and Bush keeps having more tankers built all the time. He's requested the fleet be increased twice since he's been president. And while he's decommissioning lesser aircraft, he needs more tankers and more tankers. That's what that new plant down in Alabama is about.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and it's weather modification, people, and it's slow kill weaponry, as per some of the depopulation documents that they can read on your website. God bless you. I'm out.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, TJ.
You betcha.
Bye-bye. See, many of you connect the dots properly. Many don't. That's your responsibility, to connect the dots properly to others. And this is what it's all about. Sustainable development, implementation of smart growth, and the fact that we're terrorists according to the FBI. Well, what does Congress respond to when Robert Mueller says to the Senate Committee on Intelligence that we're terrorists? You know, listeners, this is the problem. The right-wing patriot movement consisting of militias, common law courts, tax protesters, and other anti-government extremists. We're anti-government extremists, according to the FBI and Robert Mueller. Anti-government? We're anti-corruption in government. We're anti-UN, anti-depopulation. And yet the mandate's in place for depopulation, according to this initiative for the Echo 92 Earth Charter, which is on our website, AmericanExpose.com. You must support this network, listeners. You must support Republic Trading Post and RBNLive.com. You must support these directions. Get them in place and continue to promote them. The listeners on Internet need to get one more listener so we double our listening audience in the next month. We don't have time to waste at this point in juncture, listeners. No time to waste. This is ridiculous to not you out there not spread your word about documentation that you found on AmericanExpose.com done by Dennis and Darren. You've got to do your best to increase our numbers, listeners. We're going to try and stay on 9.975 for another couple of months. I'm working on the funding right now. God bless you all. Stay tuned for John, and we'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central. Good afternoon.